This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Heidi, Ira, how you doing? One guy's asking me, why are you on so early? Because I freaking feel like it, bro. That's the beauty of this platform. I can do whatever the hell I want. it's just amazing. It's like, one guy, are you still going to Vegas? Yeah, you're damn right I'm going to Vegas, bro. What do you think this is? CBS telling me, well, you know, you don't really need to go to Vegas. We don't need to spend the money. No, we'll spend the money. Anyway, so Ira, I was having fun here because there's a reason why the NHL, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer are what they are. And the only NHL city that has an NBA team in its playoffs is Florida. Nobody else. You know, I went and looked around. Golden State.
And to interrupt you, that's the reason they waited for the schedule release, because they were afraid Dallas Stars would win also. They went overtime against Calgary yesterday to a game 7. They were concerned there would be an overlap there. That's why the schedules came out late, because the Mavericks and the Stars might have played together also. So you had that issue. So I understood them waiting. But, like, holy crap. Just holy crap. And even this.
Your number one team in the league. Right. Your number one team in the league.
The top seeds in their conferences, the Heat and the Panthers. And then they bow even to Tampa, where they have a Kane Brown concert on Saturday. So they don't make the Lightning reschedule at Amalie Arena. And the Panthers play it back-to-back. So they earned the number one seed, and what do they get? A road back-to-back in their second-round series. So you have that. I'm going to take this a little bit further, Orlando Alzagheri, to this degree. You're talking about the NHL and MLB and MLS bowing to the other sports. The NBA bows to the NFL. The NBA knows. Get the hell away from Monday Night Football. Stay away from Sunday games during the prime of NFL season. No way in hell schedule against the Super Bowl or something like that. They all know this. They know the NBA is the first league.
Now, hey, to its credit, there is no smarter league in all of pro sports
right.
than the NBA, actually. So let's also credit them
even think this
for
year,
with their intelligence, because they are way above everybody else.
This year, Big O, with the NFL having so many prime Christmas games, I think the NBA might pull back a little and say, hey, we know it's going to be your day. We know people are going to watch Dolphins, Packers instead. So we're not going to put Heat head-to-head against them, against the Celtics on that day. They know what's going on. They can figure this stuff out. So, yeah, when I saw the schedule, I actually stayed up late. I watched the end of the Stars overtime game against Calgary. I'm like, good, Dallas is done. I'll be honest with you, Big O. I was glad when the Bruins were done so there wouldn't be conflicts with the Heat and Celtics, and we wouldn't have to say, well, one game has to be afternoon, the other team's at home. So you understand all of that also. It's just crazy that every day now I will go to the Heat games a little bit earlier to watch the first hour and a half of a Panthers playoff game. There should be a better way. I don't know how much overlap there is, and certainly on your chat board here and our Acura Pembroke Pines report on your YouTube chat board, you can find out the overlap. Some people might say, hey, one is Broward and one is Dade. It won't be the same.
Oh, no.
But you know what? If you saw the Sunday story I did at the Sun Sentinel on Udonis Haslam's passion for the Panthers, it shows there's the crossover. Because you know one thing, Big O, more than anything, South Florida sports fans love a winner. And if your MLS team is winning, when they were on that nice streak, we all follow them. If your NHL team is winning, we follow them. The Heat, even the Marlins, when they had their recent uptick and they had their great pitching, people followed that also. And instead, now we're stuck in pick your poison. Not right. You're 1,000% correct.
Just know your lane, dude. Just know your lane, man. Help your league.
Yes.
God bless. You have the most entertaining offense in the NHL right now. Guess what? The average fan or the fan that knows nothing about hockey, the Panthers are the kind of team that you want them to actually, like, know your sport about, because, wow, that team scores a lot of goals. And guess what? America loves scoring a lot of goals. Hell, we're the ones that think of the stupid-ass stuff like, hey, why don't we enlarge the goal? That way there's more goals in hockey or soccer. You know, that kind of stuff. I just don't get it, man. Know your place, man. Know your place.
It's a damn shame.
All right. So what do we know about Lowry? He did not practice yesterday. That doesn't sound good.
No, I don't know what level of language we use here to say. I'll just say that he could be effed in that situation and leave it at that. You know what? A hamstring is tough enough, as you know, because a hamstring strain is the start of a tear. It's a small tear. Yeah. You don't want to go any further. This goes back to what you were talking about from the get-go in this contract. And we spoke about this Saturday on our special weekend edition.
But I expected this in years two and three, not in the first.
But why, Bigo? Bigo, there's not much difference between 36, 37, and 38 years old. You know, I don't mean this condescendingly, but you're sort of a senior NBA citizen when you get to that post-34 range. And this is what happens. And I got a bunch of good Ask Ira questions asking me, you know what? Look at how bad Chris Paul was at the end for the Suns. Another older point guard. So maybe there's something to be said when you look at a situation where you're having older opposing point guards. James Harden's an older player. And certainly the wear and tear on his body from his off-the-court pursuits impacts things also. That's a reasonable point right now. But like I told you on Saturday in our Acura Pembroke Pines report, you have Victor Oladipo waiting in the wings. And if Kyle Lowry came back, you're going to play Lowry and Gabe Vincent and might not play Victor Oladipo. So you could make an argument that the Heat are covered there. It's crazy. This Victor Oladipo thing that you and I spoke about in January, February, and March, when, how, could he help, might he help, that moment might be at hand. You and I didn't want a Kyle Lowry injury, but that's a hell of an insurance policy. I mean, that's a hell of a minimum wage insurance policy that you have Victor Oladipo break open in case of emergency for a very moment like this.
Yeah. The only thing is that this could be the offseason of frustrations too, because if this turns out to be such a really good thing and where he, you know, certain players save your ass, but then certain players you can't keep after it's all said and done, and you're forced to keep others that may not have the same kind of future, it may be very frustrating.
It, you know what I'm saying?
In other words, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Can you guarantee me that Mickey Arison, if Oladipo goes out there and becomes your savior, things we actually talked about during the regular season that we, you know, didn't think it was going to materialize after we were watching him, but now all of a sudden things are developing again in that direction. Sure. Is he going to say, yeah, we're paying luxury tax no matter what?
Yes, but more than that, he's turned to Andy Ellisberg and saying, Andy, you're a magician. I need you to make Duncan Robinson's contract disappear. And I got to tell you this, Big O. They made James Johnson's contract disappear. They made Deion Waiters' contract disappear.
That one can disappear.
Tyler Johnson. It's like that old Star Trek. You just stand there and all of a sudden you're vaporized and you're gone. So you know what? Hey,
Brian Grant and Eddie Jones, years ago, right. We thought those were two albatrosses.
And you know what? You throw in this year's number 27 first round pick. You throw in a sweetener. I know you don't want to hear this. You throw in Omer Yurtseven as someone else's developmental.
No, I need summer league action, bro.
You know what? There will be another Turkish center the Heat will show up with, and I'll have those squiggly lines over the letters in his first name, and you'll be fine because that's what the Heat do. Or else we'll sit there and talk about Micah Potter for a week. We'll be fine. What I'm saying is the Heat will find a way. But Big O, I want you and everyone to take a deep breath and draw it back in this way. I know your feelings on Duncan Robinson. I know you're talking about luxury tax going forward. But the one thing we should all appreciate about the Heat is this. They're living in the moment. We'll deal with that later. Beat the Celtics. Beat the Mavericks or the Warriors.
Amen.
Have a parade. Hope someone doesn't bump their head on the overpass on the double-decker bus.
Then worry about it.
And then you worry about it. It gets taken care of. And I'm going to give you an example to crosstalk like you did at the top of the segment. It's like the Panthers. They decided in their last game, as good as Anthony Duclair was all season, he wasn't right for the moment, and they sat him out as a healthy scratch. That's what the Heat do also. They're not worried about feelings. They're not worried about Duncan Robinson's contract. They're not worried about justifying something. They're saying, in this moment, what makes us best in this moment, and we'll worry about everything else later. And not enough teams do that. The Suns got caught up with DeAndre Ayton's free agency. They wound up in trouble because the kid's head was all over the place last night, but not in the game. The Heat are living in the moment, and that's what everyone tells you. So when you talk to Duncan Robinson about not playing, he goes, not now. That's not a discussion for the moment. When you talk about Gabe Vincent, if Kyle comes back, would your role get smaller? He'll tell you, not now, whatever it takes now. Same thing with Max Strus and the rest of the players on this team. If Jimmy Butler's double-teamed in the series, which I think he will be, and he only scores 14 a game, he'll be fine with that as long as they go to the NBA Finals. Everything is about how do we get four against Boston and then four more afterwards and worry about everything else after the fact.
When I look at this matchup now against the Celtics, they're deep. They play defense. They've got lots of options. The Williams kid was terrific yesterday, complimenting, obviously, the big two. This is the aforementioned Duncan Robinson. Again, and I know it looks like I'm hating on the kid. I need to see no Duncan. I need to see all of Caleb instead on the bench. Well, so if somebody's going to get 5 and 4 minutes, give me the 9 or 10 minutes to Caleb Martin, because you need two-way players in this series. You need guys that can also defend. And I think Caleb can be the guy that can help you scoring and can definitely help you defend.
Yeah, I began my hit last night on NBC6 with Ruthie Polinsky, and my first comment was, take the under. That's what this series is. Take the under. This is going to be Heat Knicks at 93-89, and how low can you go? This is the number one ranked defense against the number four ranked defense. So you're right, Big O. You know, they're going to look for defensive weaknesses. And if you throw a Duncan out there, boom. And remember, this is not just one perimeter player. In the first round, it was Trae Young, the only perimeter star. In the second round, it was pretty much James Harden, the primary veteran concern on the wing, even with Tyrese Maxey. But now you have Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. So even if you line up against one of them with Jimmy Butler, well, even in the starting lineup, you can have Gabe Vincent or Max Strus on the other, you're going to have a concern there, unless you're putting Max Strus on Al Horford so P.J. Tucker can guard one. It gets a little bit tougher. So two factors here. I agree. Caleb Martin might set up better unless Duncan can hit the threes and open the defense. I also think this has to be a Tyler Hero series. You have to give the Heat that second scoring wing so they can't dominate defensively on Jimmy. Hey, remember Tyler Hero in the 2020 semifinals against the Celtics in the bubble? He was the difference maker in that series. I think they need to see that Tyler Hero as well in this series.
So what are you picking?
This is tough because I hate to go against the home team. So I think the Celtics might be the better team when I went through the matchups and just posted them at sunsentinel.com. But while I will say this is I think when you're looking at the entirety of the series, these two teams did one thing, commonality this season. They played for the highest possible seed. When Milwaukee cowered on the last day of the season because they didn't want to play the Nets in the first round and fell to number three, the Celtics got game seven in the last round as the number two seed, and it made the difference. The Heat played for the number one seed. I think game seven at FTX Arena could mean everything. This will be a long run series. We will not be wrapping up Heat Celtics after 4 or 5. And I think the fact that the Heat have game seven at home, have that in their back pocket, I think means everything. I think Heat in seven might be the best play.
That's my pick. I'm going Heat in seven in this one. This is going to be a long, dragged out series because they are a tough defensive-minded team, but I'm going to go with Butler's balls over Tatum's BBs. So that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Butler in the big performance over Tatum in a key moment.
Well, so as Randy Moeller was saying, you're looking for Butler's huge pair, so we will see.
That's right. He's got a huge pair. There you go. Follow him on Twitter at Ira Heat Beat. Catch his work there at the South Florida Sun Sentinel and doing it 3 times a week here with us covering the Miami Heat on a daily basis. Ira, thank you, sir. We will catch up on Wednesday,
the only South Florida full-hour Miami Heat post-game show, 9 a.m., Sloman's Home Security, Inside the Paint, everything that went on Tuesday night. I will be up bright and early to recap on Wednesday.
There you go. Best basketball show in town. Thank you, Ira. Appreciate
you. Thank you,
Bingo. You got it. There you go. Ira Winderman.